February 21st, 2012, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Hot for Pedro show on a Tuesday. It's dark because it's 23 minutes after 6. Days are getting longer, but not that much longer, right?
That's right.
Yeah, with me, Brother Matt is still all jammed up with stuff with his both educating and him getting educated. He's doing well with both, but hands are full, so we're not at the Love Grotto. I say we because I'm not alone. I'm here in my Pedro pad, but it ain't Matt alone.
No.
I got a guest who ain't been on the show for a long time, but has been on the show many times. My righteous guest, Mr. Vinny Vegas of San Pedro, California.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Thanks a lot.
No, it's been a while.
A long minute.
Started the show off with John Coltrane with Miles Davis doing Alucha, an alternate take, and then we heard Water Drop by Sawako. We should catch up a little bit.
Last time I saw you was 2 Tri-Art festivals ago.
When it was on 6th Street.
Yeah, when you hobbled.
This is a little festival in Pedro that bands not tied in with the people who do them gigs at Furman, right?
Yeah.
We can play. This last one was by the channel, and you weren't there.
No, I don't know where I was that weekend.
But, yeah, the one before, where I just got off a plane.
You came hobbling up on your crutch. You had a crutch and a knee thing.
I had just been hurt at Stooges' gig, and my sister brought me straight from the airport to the gig. And I got up on the stage. Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to go on at 6. It was 6.
Yeah,
you no dawdling, no stall rock. She got me from the Long Beach airport. That was righteous. Right in time. Got up there. It was with Pete and Jer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
outside, it was a good show.
Yeah. No, this last one was in by the water.
Yeah, the parking lot over there by the
fish factory. It was the first time I got to do
Fish Market.
The Hyphenated Man opera. So you got to see that. Kid Kevin saw it. I did it in Orange County this Saturday at it's called the Doll Hut now.
Oh, it used to be Linda's Doll Hut?
When she was running it.
That's a good place.
I think it was there before her, though. I think that place goes way back. It's got some history. It's in Anaheim, kind of where Kid Kevin's from.
Yeah. You can grab a beer from the stage. That bar bumps right near, up to it.
Pretty near. I mean, Tom Watson, the guitar man, he'd never played there, and he's asking me about the pad. And I said, yeah, the bar is right there. You could... And he goes, no. I said, yeah. It's kind of like the pad is actually wrapped around the bar. The bar's in the center.
It's a circle around it.
It's an old roadhouse. And they used to put those things out of town. You know, in those older days, there wasn't a lot of people living there. And even still, it's kind of industrial around there, a lot of it.
Yeah,
that's where they did the freeway construction for years. They finally got it all done. It looks good.
It's kind of like a dirt lot. There are some houses way back.
There are some, because Gomez Bueno is there. That's where he's living now.
Really?
Got two chicas.
A doll hut in your backyard.
That surfer artist friend of mine from Spain, that's where he lives now. So he goes, play more gigs here. Because he can hoof it, you know.
And Kid grew up around there. Is that, like, can we grow up?
Yeah, Fullerton? This is the inland part of Orange County. This ain't by the beach,
no,
man.
Fullerton.
It's miles. Yeah. I think technically it's Anaheim, but it ain't no, far from Disneyland. Kid Kevin's Anaheim, but that ain't far either. No. In fact, it is Anaheim. It is. Because I remember seeing the sign. It's right across from Wayne Park. But anyway, you guys can use the Google map. Check that out.
That's
a good pad, and we played with a couple Santa Cruz band and a OC band called DMF. It was a good time. Johnny, the DMF guy, played his great song Truck, and he also put together the gig. And it was happening. The Cat and Blue Reeves, the Fire, gave me his little flame bottle. Oh, you know, today is a birthday. Shuko, you know, the drummer, when I go to Tokyo and do those brother, sister, daughter. It's her birthday today. I think she's in Korea doing some music work. So happy birthday, Earl. Let's play some music. We got some brother sister down.
Thank you. like I got this book coming out sometime at the end of this year. This guy Byron Coley, he used to live in this town, lives in Boston now, he's putting out this book. So he says, any title you want, any title. Okay, great. So I have a file of great titles. And, you know, they don't have to blight anything. So I said, how about Tropic of Nipples? That's a good title. So I figure, well, I might as well have at least one poem in this book have that title. So I could have Tropic of Nipples, Tropic of Nipples 2. So I had a couple poems lying around already. And so this is Tropic of Nipples 1 and 2. Any god whose name cannot even be damned can go right out and fuck himself. It's Tropic of Nipples 1. And Tropic of Nipples 2, it was like I had this dream that there was an article in California Magazine about puppet movies, and somehow puppet movies were being made left and right. And this is like I woke up and this came verbatim out of the dream. It begins like dot, 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 right out of a stream of dream consciousness. And what's trendy now is puppet movies, not tapes, especially with the string showing. Trendier still are first-person puppet films, and trendiest of all are Eastman Kodak first-person puppet shorts starring Dodo the Barber Boy. You cannot get trendier right now than Dodo.
Syndicates, cartels of the earth. the great banking families of the world. French, English, American. Squeezing the air. You want Hassan Sabah to explain that, to tidy that up. You have the wrong name and the wrong number. Look, for this you have sold your sons forever, the ground from unborn feet forever. And you want the name of Hassan Sabah on your filth deeds to sell out the unborn. I rebelled. All the formulas and directives of the elders of Menraud forever. I rub out the word forever.
For Pedro show, yeah, Chico's birthday, we do Us in Our Land, no, Us in Their Land, and this was the short edit version, Brother, Sister, Daughter, recording for our first album, still ain't out, Mr. Shimmy's mixing it, then we heard something new from Kyoka, 23-ish, I think Miss Hugo's 38-ish,
that's good,
and then Richard Meltzer, something live, him reading poems, Tropic of Nipples, number one and number two. Then the last words of Hassan Sabah by William S. Burroughs. And finally, Economic Noise by Death Praxis. That's Ikwe More and Tinkle. So kind of econo song.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, you brought some music.
Yeah, I got a couple of things, all recorded by Kid Kevin.
Right, there's a studio there on the old Peck Manor, 15th Street.
15th Street. Should we give out the exact address?
Too.
We'll give out the exact address.
No, we don't have to do that. Okay, it's called Calimucho, and I got to record there once for the Reactionaries.
Yeah,
actually twice. Reactionaries tribute album. And I seen some bands play. I think it was Shark Pants played there, like live in the studio or something. And
yeah, they got
there's been some keggers there too.
A lot of silk screen.
I remember when it was Raul's birthday, and I gave him that silver Ludwig drum set.
Yeah,
was it there? And anyway, this music, this stuff, Vinnie brought was recorded there.
Yeah, everything by Kid
and they Kevin. Got a label too. In fact, they want to put out a 7-inch of The Pair of Pliers, which was the band I had for two tours in 99 and 2001. Or was it 2000? Yeah, 99 and 2000.
Was that
it was
Tom and Jerry?
Watson and Vince Maroney. They're going to put out a 7-inch. So the first thing we got here is actually Vinny Vegas singing with
Killer Dreamer
guys, which has got Raul on drums.
I don't know if Jacob played guitar on it, but I know it's Raul and Tony and
Kevin on the guitar.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Kirsten Lassen Reagan. My character deserves to be assassinated. I'm torn through by the bows from Cupid's arrow. I know someone loves me and wants me to come. I like
for Pedro show. Like I said, Vinny started us off with his collab there with the Killer Dreamer, Vinny Vegas with Punk's Dead, You're Next. Then we heard Brother Ben over there in England, a small little town in Yorkshire. I got to play at a working man's club. He's got a great band called the Nice Sharp Pencils, and we heard We Never Go Cycling Anymore. Well, we don't say cycling, we say pedaling, but me and Vinny used to pedal a lot.
Quite a bit. A
very key tune there. Then we heard Decorator's Lament by Action Fran. That's some friends of the Melvin guys.
Oh,
and
the
then,
Big Business dudes?
Huh? And then Carpet Leech by Shitbird. Reminds me, how's Ghetto Bird?
Yeah, Ghetto Bird's still there.
Okay.
Lost a few feathers.
That's a prize of Vinny's he's got going at the pad. And then Black Crow Blues by Many Birthdays. And Lincoln Log by the YBs. I wonder what YB stands for.
I wonder what Lincoln Log stands for.
You know that joke, right?
What's that?
What did they find in the captain's head?
Oh, the Lincoln.
The captain's log.
Oh, the captain's
log. Then when some music Vinny Pick brought here to share with you cats from the Cali Mucho studio, Kid Kevin himself doing Let Yourself Go, then the Clorox Girls with Looking at You, and finally The Ditch is Better Than the Road by Pine Hill Haints.
That's right.
We're at the end of the first hour, the February 21st, 2012, off for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour. February 21st, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. For Pedro Show, started off the second hour with Germs doing Strange Notes.
Yeah.
And we heard Ajra Sattva. Ajra Sattva. That's it.
Where are they from?
Mantra. That's the name of the mantra, is Ajra Sattva by True Silence. It's a U.S. cat, I think. But kind of the Gyoto tradition, you know, with the throat rocking. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, Backwoods Altar by Tobacco. He's from Pittsburgh, Mr. Tom. Right now, who's your favorite local Pedro band?
Local band? Probably Toys.
I guess it would be a Pedro band. It was local.
Absolutely. Well put. Yeah. Probably Toys. They're kind of having a resurgence.
Brand new album. We'll play some at the end of this hour.
And I think Todd and Sean are really clicking, man. You know, I think everything's running all cylinders for them right now.
We'll get on. I played some last week, and he floated to me. I dig it much, and I think he did it at Clown Sound.
Yeah, his backyard.
So that's his studio in his back pad. I got to record there with that Off With Your Head proj.
It's
a 7-inch
there,
discharge on the other side. Yeah, Jimmy was on the drums. His drummy.
Yeah, Joe Jimmy Rips.
And the other cat who played guitar and sang, I can't remember Sean his Cole. Name. Was it Sean?
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
That was Toys That Kill, dude. Probably someone else, yeah. I have no idea.
It wasn't. It was that dude's proj. He brought it in, and Todd engineered it, and got it going, mixed it. I told him anytime he wanted bass on anything he needs, I'm there, man.
Clown Sounds.
I have a lot of respect for Brother Todd.
Well, he's fun to work with. He's chill, super chill.
Here's some stuff from upstate New York.
Team on at 27 seconds in counting. All reporters and the telegraph to stand. Bernie, your start.
Oxygen tank pressurized.
Ignition. Main stage. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
badges tinkle, t-shirts mingle. And you are a face! I'm a prince, hey!
Facing treason. This next song is actually a true story. It happened in Little Saigon. It's called Local Transy Wacko.
Wafer Pedro show, you just heard some Toys to Kill a little sooner than I thought. Yeah.
Come on.
That was Freddie and his mother off the new album. Respect to Todd. Well, all the cats in the band, I love them. They're great. Yeah. Good heart.
Chachi,
good,
Sean, good, Jimmy.
Right, good musicians, good cats.
Hi, guys.
That's what Todd would do. He'd say it like that.
Right. Hi. With a headband on.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard Local Transy Wacko, something live from Roosterhead. Ahead of that was Spinning Out of Control by Dick Jerky. And Cochinas in front of that with Bitch Be Cool. You know Cochinas?
No.
Anna Banana's new band.
No, I didn't
she
know
was
that.
At the gig.
Yeah, she's out. She
I think that's where she's living. She's not in Pedro anymore.
Not been out for a little while.
And for that was Hoax Apocalypse by Bad Meds, which is bass man Paul from Hot Club Les Paris, or De Paris.
That's a good name.
Liverpool band. Bad Meds?
I like it.
Yeah, okay. Good song, too. And an old Manchester band in front of that doing Printhead off their first favorite album that I like.
Nice.
Called Dragnet. Bitching out. I think it was their second album, or third or something. And started all off with Machine by Sam Sebring from up in the Hudson Valley. Your pop, well, he was West, a Buffalo man, right?
Yeah, he grew up in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, cold farms.
Yeah, farmers.
Happening. How's your pop?
Dad's good. Now he's in Manhattan Beach, 74 years old. He's taking insulin. Yeah, I'm lucky. You know, man, really. He's taking his insulin juice.
Warm Hermosa compared to Buffalo at this time of year.
Yeah, he's either the desert or like that.
Remember Arthur Lee? Remember Love? I got some rare thing, like him almost doing a demo, just him and a guitar singing. He right. passed away not too long ago, last year or the year before.
Yeah, so did MC5 Baseball.
I think, yeah, right. Michael Davis just a couple days ago. Respect. Here's Arthur Lee.
Love jumped through my window last night and left the pain in my heart. My feet just won't forget it. I better quit it. Cause love jumped through my window last night. Last. Love jumped through my window, baby, with a feeling I never felt.
if I can get away with this. We cut to about 3:30 in the a.m. in my bedroom, which is about the perfect time and place to do this song, I guess. There's nobody else around but the microphone. Just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. We just sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft, but in this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing, to turn off. Louise and her lover, so entwined. And these visions of Johanna with a keychain. And the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or us that's insane. She's all right, she's just near, she's delicate and seems like the mirror, she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna is not here. There goes electricity, howls in the bones of a face. These visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Ah, little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery. He likes to live dangerously. And when he ever brings her name up, he speaks about her farewell kiss to me. Sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all. He keeps muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. Johanna, they've kept me up past the dawn. the museums. Infinity goes up on trial. Ghost voices echo, this is what salvation must turn out to be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflowers freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with a mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Binoculars hang from the head of a mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. Up to speak to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, maybe someone is not a parasite, and I get down on my knees and say a prayer for him. But just like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man? As she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes everything, then returns, which was old on the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. The harmonica's playing, the skeleton keys in the rain. And these visions of Johanna are now all. Thank you.
Watch from Peter Show. Yeah, that was Arthur Lee doing Love Jumped Through My Window. Then we heard Visions of Johanna, the Bob Dylan song. Freeze Out, I think is the correct title. Done by Peter Laffner, the guy who started that band, Perubu.
Oh, yeah.
Bucket from the Tombs. Not the San Diego one, but the Cleveland one from the 70s.
Well, that was the Crypt. But
and then we heard Soil by Mouse on the Key. Soil's something we don't want to do, right?
Perubu used to look a lot like Timo.
I mean, David Thomas.
Yeah, the dude.
Yeah, but David is a little different body type than Peter. Peter died young, in his 20s. Tom got to play his guitar at Tony Mamone's studio in Brooklyn. We're at the end of the second hour of the February 21st, 2012 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Hang tight for hour three with my guest, Vinny Vegas.
Yeah.
Vinny on the bass. February 21st, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Start off the third hour with Kings of Lower Town. They're from Ottawa, Canada.
Sit down, yeah.
Tune called Cotton Ball. Then we heard My Regrets. Sorry, Grant. That's from Grant Hart. Grant Hart, of course, Husker Du drummer. Great drummer, man. But for a long time, I was playing guitar and singing. This is from his more recent albums. I think he just did an opera called The Argument. He's going to send it to me, and I'll be playing that.
Cool.
He's got something he's putting together for me and him to be part of. I do know he wants to play with Raul. He asked me about this summer. He said, you're going to be out with the Stooges, right? And I said, yeah. So Raul's going to be free, right?
Nice.
So I float him the email. Yeah, I think he wants Raul to play drums for him.
Yeah, good for him. Did someone else do that with Raul?
And then we heard Listening to the Bell, which was the bell at Plum Village Monastery, someplace in France. Thanks to Cap for that. What were you saying?
Did someone else borrow Raul from you?
Well, both Tom Watson and Raul Morales was borrowed by Lou Barlow.
Yeah.
It was Lou Barlow in The Missing Men. I think that was Tom's idea, though. He instigated that.
That was a good idea.
This idea is coming from Mr. Grant himself.
There was a good show. I saw one of their last show when they got back to L.A. on that one. It was real good.
Yeah.
It's real relaxed.
Sometimes, Lou Barlow's one of my favorite singers. Him and, who's the Dicks guy? Gary Floyd.
Oh,
love,
yeah.
Gary Floyd's voice. Beautiful singer.
Yeah, the band Sisters of Happiness was also an offshoot of the Digs.
Yeah, after.
Yeah.
And then he had something called the Buddha Brothers. Maybe that's what he's doing now. Kind of doing blues. Oh, and there was Black Kali Ma, too. He's had a few bands since moving. He's originally Austin guy.
Yeah, why do I think they ended up in San Francisco, didn't they?
I know Texas. I know they came out of that scene. There was a great album in the old days called Live at Raoul's, and one side was Big Boys and one side was Dicks.
Yeah, remember that Dicks Big Boys split was...
It was a great album. Great album. There's a compilation that Alternative Tentacles put out that's got all those songs and other stuff from their singles, from the SST album, Kill from the Heart that Spot did. Spot's living up in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He moved from Austin. Got tired of it. People leave Austin sometimes.
Boy, out of the oven and into the freezer, huh? Well, until winter.
Yeah, but he says it's pretty. And then there's a bike. He told me there's some cats who build bicycles, and he put one together, and he's pedaling, he told me.
I'll get down. Right.
Yeah. So hopefully I get to see. Yeah, I never played that town. Wisconsin, the most north I go usually is Madison, but now that Spot's up there, I think I'm going to have to.
That's good pedaling detour. Catched on a non-snowy day.
Spring or fall, I'll go. Man. Scarier is the road going up there, probably.
It is mosquitoes.
Now, look, you like... that's summertime.
Oh,
you like Toys to Kill, but is there some other Pedro bands?
Well, I don't know what I got Pedro-wise. Let me think here.
Did I stump you?
You did, man. You got me thinking.
Who played Monday? Toys to Kill?
Toys to Kill played, yeah. It was a packed house. I missed that one. It was yesterday. And who, I don't know. They played
Last Night at Brewco, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a hard place to see bands.
It is. It's uncomfortable. And if you want to get a beer, it's kind of like an uncomfortable.
Yeah. At least somewhere to play in Pedro.
It's a good place to get a meal. More so.
The other pad is the ballet school, right?
That's fun.
Yeah.
They keep that real... They run that good, you know? They have kind of like a...
A trippy room to do it, but...
They got it is. It's weird. You got music on one side, and if you want to have a couple of pops, they got one room that's designated to that, which is good, because you got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And those cats are real cool.
Todd from Toys was asking me about screaming females? Screamales?
I don't know. Screamales.
Some band he was, like, torn with. He wants to bring them to Pedro and maybe in April.
Oh, he mentioned that to me.
Yeah. Okay, so usually you're on the hot tip for Pedro bands.
I'm out of the loop right now.
Out of the loop.
I've been, maybe a little busy or just under a rock.
Under a rock.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard Pardon by Boris. Ahead of that was I Tetigli del Mare by L'Encanto. Obviously an Italian band.
I would imagine so. Or very...
Started off with Law Against Musicians by the Boguchi Masayasu Project. And some interesting stuff there from Tokyo.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Pedro bands. Vinny's saying the town's kind of in a lull.
A little bit, as far as new stuff, or maybe I'm just not around there. You said Eva has a new band?
Yeah, I think they're called Pastel Vision.
And that's with, is it with Baby J?
Kevin 11.
I don't.
And Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Who was in Can of Beans, and also Sleepover, was it the first band?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah,
Anthony's
so
cool.
It's a trio. And I know Talia's got her solo musica. We played a song last week.
I haven't talked to her in a minute.
We went to the Chinese New Year parade.
Cool, man.
Helped my cripple ass. I went to it without the brace. I haven't been wearing the brace now for over a month.
How's that working out?
Got to do it, because when you,
yeah, you just
you lean yourself on that thing, you know, and the stuff don't get strong.
No, if you don't use
it. So, an elliptical trainer here. I'm getting on. Don't put me in the marathon yet, but...
you can walk that.
That would be a tough walk still, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming on. So,
okay.
Besides Pedro, any SoCal bands? Or are you just out of the band?
Luke? No, actually, well, I was thinking of Hippie Riot is a pretty fun band, too. But they play a little more limited because I think Bradley's...
Bradley was at the gig.
He lives in Silver Lake. Not that that's a problem, but I think his work is busy, so it's not always hard. I don't know how they book their shows.
Bradley's a transplant from Auburn, right?
Yeah, he is Auburn. Well, no.
What is it?
I don't know if I'm saying it. It's Oh, man. It starts with an O. It's in Alabama.
Smaller town.
It's in Alabama. He likes the Auburn Tigers, though.
I think that's the big town by his little town.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been out here a few years now.
Oh, yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's real fun.
And he has a good thing with it when he was doing a solo
trip. Almighty Do Me a Favor.
Right, Almighty Do Me a
Favor.
So
they kind of put those songs electric with Hippie Riot. And that,
is that... And I recognize some of those.
Yeah, and that's...
It's just converted them over to a band format.
You know, 50-50, got Jacob and Kid and Raul.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's got like a little swamp vibe to it.
What about Danny Lou's boy? Because
he's got. I haven't seen him
that
in a while.
Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob.
Because Raul told me they got a band, some Lemonade, something.
Really? No, I haven't heard of him.
What's the name of that?
I lent
some
him
some trippy ass name, and he told me they're of note. I got
to
check them out. So.
Jacob's
a younger man. I think he's in a few bands. He's in a band with that other Big Nick Aguilar, you know, that drummer man. They got something going, too. So maybe...
Me and Todd got to record with them for the Reactionaries tribute record.
That's right,
For the B-side.
Well, they got a couple of years under the belt now since then. But
yeah.
Maybe that's what the Pedro music scene's waiting for, these cats to get a little bit old.
Grow up and start putting things out.
The
you
other
know.
Cat... Man, remember when the people who used to play, like Vince?
Like Lafarga? Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Giobbe, too. He's not doing anything. And
Vince,
Lafarga's
yeah,
pretty... I think
I saw
Vince,
him. He came to the Redwood gig the other day, and he said, yeah, he wasn't playing in a band, just short.
He has, and he's good, and you played with him. And you played in his band, the Reggae Black Beans band, the Free Holies Negros.
Oh, Vince's.
Yeah. But he also played with, that was fun watching you guys.
We got some musicians here,
No, it's time.
In cycles, right?
Yes, and, we got the summer months coming up. Bon Bon's a staple. They're like they're hardworking and cranking out.
Right.
Pretty regularly.
You know what? I didn't know the drama scene over at Cali Mucho, so I thought, man, they could be guests on the show, and I'll come down there, and they could play live on the radio from the Calamucci Mucho, and Raul said,
yeah, there's no probably not going to be any live.
It's a no go.
Going there for those shows there for a little bit there. Yeah.
Drama, so. But I would like to get them on the show. Bon Bon's a lady band from Pedro, a trio of ladies.
And yeah.
Instrumental, mostly. Although really they've got a fourth member.
Really?
Who does some vocals. Yeah, the gig I saw. I missed that. Wow. Too recent.
That's, I'll have to check that out. That's good. They're changing it. You know, they're not keeping it because they play a lot. So
they didn't play a lot of gigs.
You know,
Pete Lowe on the bass.
Pete Lowe on the bass, and she learned quick. That was her first band, I think.
Yeah. Respect. You got some music here.
Oh.
Some from Lino. But I got some Savoy Brown.
Who does? Donnie, one of Donnie's favorites. Donnie DeLancey from the Herald's Bar, local, before they had
Donnie.
Punk before they had punk shows there.
Donnie's
when it was like bikers and whiskey.
Yeah.
Back when it was bikers and whiskey and unmentionables.
You love it down, child, baby. You love it down since I was born. You love it down, child, baby. You love it down the day I was born. Oh, won't somebody please help the down child? I've been walking the streets, woman, you know, since I was quite young. You love it, walking the streets, woman, well, you know, since I was quite young, quite young. Would somebody please? Oh, help the down child. Help the down. Thank you. You die crying, baby. You die crying the whole night long. You die crying till the tear come rolling down. You die crying. Oh, I'm in downtown, please tell my mama. Mm-hmm.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off Mr. Downchild by Savoy Brown. I think I saw Kiss open for them. Before they had an album out.
Wow.
Brand, the sign was made out of light bulbs.
Wow, man.
Early days, yeah.
Where you see a show like that at? The Forum?
It was Long Beach Arena. Pretty sure. Or was it the Auditorium? Can't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking of a show I saw at the Long Beach Auditorium with T-Rex. The opening band was Stepson. I hadn't thought of Stepson in many years. I remember.
I'm not hip.
Yeah, because it was the fucking early 70s. After some Savoy Brown, we heard Believe Me by Johnny Ma. They're from Seattle. Yeah, Masa, incredible bass player. He was from a band called Culture Shock, which were cats from the Balkans. Played some wild music. Got to play with them with the Stooges in Macedonia. Skopje.
Really?
The name of the town. Yeah, where Alexander... Macedonia is a country that... Alexander the Great was born in, just north of Greece.
Wow, that's interesting.
And then we heard Whoopies by Position Normal, and then something Vinny brought aboard, Wino's new band, Premonition 13, with a tune called Cross Thread.
Yeah, I really
Wino
like that.
Wino from The Obsessed, this band, DC, then came out Cali Way to... take over as the singer of St. Vitus.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It's the same time you were on the label, SST.
Yeah, they were a little later.
Yeah, you're right, I think. The Born to Lose record, I think, was the first one.
I think maybe, yeah, but I think that still had, what was his name, Scotty, the singer?
What's Wino's real names? Yeah, yeah.
No, Scott. No, Wino wasn't in the band. They were all SoCal guys.
Yeah, I'm spaced. Dave Chandler might have played guitar.
Dave Chandler was a guitarist. Yeah. The drummer passed away not too long ago.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can't remember. God, this was a while ago. I was doing an interview for a book somebody's doing on the bands of those days, man. I was trying to remember back, like New Alliance Records.
Right.
I can't remember what NAR009 was. I don't even think there was one. I think it was going to be something, but it never came out. I don't know. But, yeah, memory. When things get
the lost
30 years.
The lost recording, huh?
It's hard to know what the fuck you were thinking about. Or trying to remember. Or,
sometimes it's best not to try to remember.
Yeah, the regret.
Let it go. Let it go.
But good stuff, like the bands like Vitus and playing with the old SST guys. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to share a 7-inch with Chuck Dukowski's band.
The
Me
sextet?
And my missing men are on one side, and Chuck Dukowski and his sextet is on the other side. Yeah, so that's kind of a neat comeback, yeah. Like a reunion.
Yeah, Chuck's cool, man. He's always accessible
and
willing to do stuff.
I want to thank you, too, for doing a reunion, coming back on the show again. It's been a while.
Nice to be back.
And,
fuck yeah.
Really, Vinny, you're a great
Thanks,
cat,
man.
And cherish a friendship big time. And I'll get healthy and I'll be able to get back on that bike.
We got to rattle Mr. Kim's cage, too. He's been asking about you.
Love Mr.
Family
Kim.
Deli on 20th.
If you people want to hear Mr. Kim, if you listen to the end of Pedro Bound on my first opera, you can hear Mr. Kim sing a little bit.
The engine room, yeah, that's right.
All right, okay. Thanks again for being aboard, Benny.
Thanks, Watt. Thanks for having me.
It's been the February 21st, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show, people.
Keep your powder dry.
Powder dry.